This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline, the first Dirty Bomb Trinity presentations in New Mexico. Next week, Joseph J. Shonka, Ph.D., will present his lecture entitled, quote, The First Dirty Bomb, Trinity, end quote, at New Mexico universities and colleges. His presentation will include key facts about the July 16, 1945 test of the first atomic bomb at the Trinity site in south central New Mexico. That bomb was packed with 13 pounds of plutonium, a highly carcinogenic radioactive substance. Like a dirty bomb, only a small portion, 3 pounds, went critical. The remaining 10 pounds were spread throughout the bomb plume, over water and into the soil. Cattle grazing on the Chupadera Mesa, northeast of the test site, lost patches of hair from their hides from overexposure to the radioactive fallout, estimated to be approximately 20,000 rem. Following the test, tens of thousands of people living within a 50-mile radius of the test site were not notified or evacuated. They continued their sustainable lifeways, drinking, bathing, irrigating their gardens and fields, and putting up the harvest with the contaminated water, breathing the air, and celebrating their lives. Dr. Shonka is a key researcher for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Los Alamos Historical Document Retrieval and Assessment, LHADRA, project at Los Alamos National Laboratory. He has worked in nuclear engineering and health physics for over 40 years. The LHADRA project began in 1999 after reviewing documents stored in over 40,000 boxes. The final LHADRA report was released in November 2010. Chapter 10 is devoted to the Trinity test. The Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium is hosting Dr. Shonka's lecture series, They Seek Justice, for the unknowing, unwilling, and uncompensated participants of the July 16, 1945 Trinity test. Dr. Shonka's educational presentations will begin on Monday, November 4th, and run through Thursday, November 7th. Registration for each event will begin 1/2 hour before start time, and space is limited. On Monday, November 4th, at the University of New Mexico Centennial Engineering Auditorium in Albuquerque, the presentation will begin at 6 p.m. On Tuesday, November 5th, at the New Mexico Mining and Technology Institute Workman Center in Room 101 at 20 Olive Lane in Socorro, the presentation will begin at 7 p.m. On Wednesday, November 6th, at the New Mexico State University Hardman Jacobs Learning Center, Room 210 in Las Cruces, the presentation will begin at 3 p.m. On Thursday, November 7th, at the Northern New Mexico College Little Theater in the Fine Arts Center in Española, the presentation will begin at 6 p.m. For more information, please contact Tina Cordova of the Tularosa Basin Downwinders Consortium at 505-897-6787 or via email at info@trinitydownwinders.com. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.